4. Laughing at the snow, maybe that spider knows something that I don't know, 'cause I'm goddamn cold. Little white monkey staring at the sand, well, maybe that monkey figured out something I couldn't understand, who knows. I came upon a dancing crab and I stopped to watch it shake. I said, dance for me just one more time before you hibernate and you come out of crab cake. Snapping turtle, snapping at a shell. Ah, there's mysteries inside, I know, but what they are, I just can't tell for sure. And hey, a little baby crow, you're looking kinda mean. I think I oughta split before you start letting off your steam, for sure. Sexy pig, you made it with a man, and now you've got a little kid with hooves instead of hands. And no, all of the animals, all the animals. Mockingbird, they sing about you in songs. Oh, where you been? Have you broke a wing? I haven't heard you in so long. And hey there, little albatross, swimming in the air. Ah, come on, you know I can't fly, and I think we really ought to play fair. And hey there, Mr. Happy Squid, you move so psychedelically. You hypnotize with your magic dance all the animals in the sea, for sure. Morning sun, what kind of creature are you? I can't stare, but I know you're there. Goddamn, how I wish I knew. And hey there, Mrs. Lovely Moon, you're lonely and you're blue. It's kind of strange the way you change, but then again, we all do too.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Everybody's right. Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well. Toothbox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love for me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. Might look like I'm having a good time, but any fool honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. Cigarette, we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. Might look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can sure tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, krautrock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Once upon a scary Halloween, when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled, four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
he got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny. And Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Wasn't that scary?
Yes.
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh. Okay, here's your treats.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes, when suddenly the wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows, and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet, where they have lived for a whole year, waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. You take the seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the door.
Mr. Old Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
Now, Doug the dog has a song.
Did Ezekiel see a UFO? Here in the sky, you know. And the creation of God's other people, which come down to the earth and their own flow, telling us we're not alone in the universe, that there are other human beings that are of this earth, created in God's universe. Did Ezekiel see a UFO unfold in the sky, you know, with the likeness of a human man, expressed in God's own creation? That looks like our own Earth can, but they come from another star, not afar or within. Many people have seen UFOs appear in the sky. You know, they are men and women and children like other worlds that teach us of God's style. They come from afar, and we must open our mind to learn and find out we're not alone in the universe. I believe in UFOs because of the many stories that have been told, of the many aliens that have appeared on the earth, that have come and removed this mortal curse. Why is the government saying they're unreal when they appear in this mortal life still? So did Ezekiel see a UFO come down from the sky, you know. And a wheel within a wheel, let us still believe that UFOs really exist still.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
Many teenagers are as concerned as their parents with the public's conception of today's youth. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an ankle bracelet, dungarees, and dropped earrings. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt and tight sweater. Open shirt, black jacket, dungarees are mentioned in the code as not proper school attire. This group is our ideal of the proper school attire and social behaviors of the Hicksville Junior High students.
This is Maurice Tanney from 77 LDORA, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Phony, it's really phony. You can't put a trip down on film. I mean, colors do look pretty, but there's so much more.
D, lysergic acid, diethylamide. LSD. It is colorless, tasteless, odorless. Known as acid, a single ounce is capable of producing 300,000 so-called trips. That's LSD. That's acid.
Acid. I gotta find a new way of living. I gotta find a new way of life. I gotta find a new way of living. Dropping a tab. Took a trip to find myself and me, and I saw love in purple, orange, green. My mind ain't feeling right, my mind ain't feeling right, my mind ain't feeling right, my mind ain't feeling right. I gotta find a new way of living. I gotta find a new way of life. I gotta find a new way of living. Drop that a tan.
Acid.
What you doing to me?
Acid.
What you doing to me?
Acid.
Oh, what you doing to me?
Acid.
Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Get out of my life.
Well, that's about it for now. Will my performers come out here, please? And till next time, God bless you and love everybody, huh? Oh, that's terrific. Thanks, fellas.
You see, tomorrow starts today on the same way to stardom. We're here to brighten up your day. We've got singers and dancers and actors performing for you. There's more, so much more, and it's all right here for you. On the stairway to stardom, we'll entertain with talent and style. On the stairway to stardom, we've got the other shows beat by a mile. On the stairway to stardom, on the stairway to stardom, on the stairway to stardom.
Gentlemen, this is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
C-O-N-T-R-O-L. La 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 la.
Cause we all, we all, we all the control freaks. One, two, three, four.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.
Imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal. Protonic
reversal. With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.